My name is Jordan Nichols. I am 15 years old. Today is November 23rd, 2017, and I'm speaking with Erica Parnell, who is my grandmother, and we are recording this in Chantilly, Virginia. Tell me about how you were like as a child. What did you look like, and how did you like to spend your time?
I was born in 1941 in Germany, which is in the wartime, and I was... I remember when I was 3 years old, I guess I was just that perfect little girl, blue eyes, blonde hair, and fair skin, which was very popular at that time in Germany, the Aryan race. I remember as a child, I was 3 years old, and I was very sad because my father went to the war. And I walked him with my mother to the train station, and he was dressed in full uniform. And all what I remember is he went into the train, and I waved goodbye, and I cried all the way to the time I was home. As a child, it was a very sad time for, you know, and as I remember, because we had air raids going on. We had to hide in a cellar for weeks, and it was a dangerous time. My mother was almost killed to go upstairs and get food. But in 1945, the American soldiers came in, and there's more I could tell, but I don't know if you want to hear it, if this should be put in there.
Oh, no, you can talk about it.
Okay. In 1940, during the war, if you had a home, you own a house, Hitler made it a law in Germany, you have to take at least two soldiers, German soldiers, for quarters. So we had two of those soldiers there. And even the house was very small, but anyway, I was 3 years old. 3 years old, and I had to sing to them. So I was always sitting on the soldier's lap, and they just missed their own family, I guess their own children, and I sing to them, and they were so happy, and I was happy that I made them happy. So. And then in 45, American soldiers came in and looked for Nazis. My father was in that time in Russia, was captured. He was in Stalingrad, and he was put in prison. But when they came in, those two soldiers, I never saw a black man in my life. It was a white man and a black soldier, two soldiers. One was black and one was white. And of course, I was scared at that. I was only 4 years old. And that one soldier who spoke fluent German sit down and put me on his lap and gave me candy, which I was very happy about it. And I wasn't as scared anymore, because they had all those big machine guns. And they asked my mother about if my father was in the Nazi party. My father was not in the Nazi party, and many Americans believed that you had no choice with the party, but you did. Hitler did give you a choice. You can join or not join. And after that, we had a big tank rolling up on our little street, which was cobblestones, and it ripped it all open. All the cobblestones came out because, you know, it was not a little street we were scared. I was very scared as a child. I was scared that they, you know, attack our house, but they didn't. Anyway, it was a time where I remember it was a very bad time. It was a very sore time because Germany lost the war. But I grew up in West Germany, and I was very lucky because it was the liberation. We were liberated in the western side. And so I was lucky not to be in the eastern part. My father came back in 1946 as a Russian prisoner, fought in Stalingrad in Russia, had many stories to tell what he experienced. And as a child, I was always very curious. I always wanted to know what happened. And when my father was drinking, I was the only one he spoke about the war.
What were your parents like throughout this?
My mother was a very brave woman. I mean, she had four children. Her husband left for the war and in a very bad area in which no soldier wanted to go. So my mother tried to comfort us, you know, and tried to feed us. There was not much food available. I remember she baked bread with the food the horses eat, because we didn't have any flour or anything, because Hitler made every fabric into an ammunition thing, fabric. And so everything was just hardly get sugar or anything else. Anyway, my mother always had something on the table for us, even we didn't like it. But anyway, she was a very brave woman. I think every woman in that time was very brave. Who, you know, my father, like I say, came back in 46, and I was staying with across the town with my aunt, and our neighbor's boy came running all excited. My father came home, so I ran to the whole town. That's always me. Nobody could stop me. When I wanted something, I went for it. That's been my whole life like this. Anyway, I ran home, and there was my father. He didn't look so good because he wasn't shaved for so long. He couldn't take a bath or anything, but I didn't care. I just sit on his lap and hugged him and kissed him and was happy that my father's back in one piece. That was the time. And of course, after the war, things were very, very, very bad. Germany was so destroyed, especially the East. And people were bitter. People were just so negative because they just went through hell. And Americans came in and, of course, liberated Germany. And more than they liberated practically Europe. But they were very good to us. My mother had a cousin in Cincinnati, Ohio, and she was very, very loyal to send every month a care package. And we felt like we were kings in our little town. There was only two families who received them in our town. And we were one of them. Anyway, when I saw that we get a package, I was in seven heavens. My brother, we had a few soldiers outside in our field. We could walk there as kids. We're very close to the town. And I was very curious. This has always been me, curious. I was just a little girl, 5, 6 years old. I had to see those soldiers. All the other kids went there, so I went there too. And I remember when the airplanes were circling around and dropped packages for the soldiers. It's called the sea rations. The soldiers turned around and gave us half of their food because they knew we didn't have much food. My brother was 13 in that time. He was the oldest. One time he came home and he had this little can, and we opened it and it was peanut butter. Well, we didn't know what it was, but we tasted it. It tasted good. Of course, I had to have a piece, but we didn't know you put this on the bread. So we just used the spoon and it tasted really good. I have always this in memory, and I still touches me today after all those years, that the American soldier was very good to us children. And only the one, you know, I don't know, but general speaking, there were some bad ones, but I never really saw them, but I heard things. But I, general speaking, the American soldier was very kind to people and to the children especially. And that's why I love the military, and that's how I loved the soldiers. After that, you know, it was a very difficult time. School was like, I have to say, I was in the first grade or in the second grade, all excited to be in school. But then later on, I didn't like it. Anyway, as curious as I always was, I do wanted to learn, but I lost interest after a while. And sometimes my teacher was very, very disappointed because he knew I had a lot of potential. Anyway, when you are going through a war in life and you are in danger, you do learn something. You learn what is important in life. Of course, I was a little girl, but I always was taught from my mother that the most important in life is to be kind to people and help them when they're in needed. And I always took that very, very serious. So when I saw a homeless person, it really, my little heart was just so sad. I went home and kneeled down on my bed and prayed to the Lord to help that person, which I had no control over it as a child. I think that's where I was taught that at home too, but I really learned this during the wartime, how important it is to help people and have compassion what they went through. And it stuck with me my whole life, and I still feel that way. So all my life, I just always wanted to help people. And I kept it to the day today. I'm 76. I still think that is the biggest thing in life we can do is be there for others. The greatest success is not the success you have. Success is what you can do for others. And I learned that during the wartime, how important it is. I remember when I was a little bit older, and we had this, I was born in the Lutheran church, and the Lutheran church also had nuns. So we called her Sister Mother. She had her, you know, dress on for a nun, but different than the Catholic nun. Anyway, I always believed, when I saw how she was an assistant to a doctor in town, and she was trained as a nurse. And I remember, I always said, I got a few of my friends together. I was always the instigator. That's something I was. And I said, look, Sister Mother is taking care of all the sick people day and night, and we have to do something for her. So I knocked on the door. We knocked on the door one time when Sister Mother was home, and we asked her if we could help her clean her house. In that time, this is all what we could do. And she said, it's okay. And we did that for many, many years when I was growing up. And she was kind of grateful. And on Christmas, I remember such a wonderful time in my little town. People start baking cookies in end of October. And my mother always, even we were poor, but she always managed to have made us a nice Christmas, baking cookies and have a tree. And Christmas in Germany is like this. The Santa Claus comes on the 6th of December, and you put a little shoe outside your door, your bedroom door, or a boot, and leave something if you were good during the year. If you were not good, he just didn't put anything in it. But anyway, and so on Christmas Eve is Christkindl. It's an angel dressed up as an angel. And she was asking us how good we were during the year and what we did for others and if we did well in school and all those things. And so she left the presents, and most of the presents we opened up on Christmas Eve, and always one present was left for Christmas morning. And we had, in Germany, we celebrate Christmas for 3 days. But I always was thinking on Christmas how other people don't have a Christmas. I wish that every child had a Christmas. Even I didn't get much, but we were a family. And at least one gift, or mostly it was handmade in that time. But anyway, that is a wonderful time I remember, and I enjoyed it very much. And that's the whole town was lit up, and we had a real Christmas tree, huge, and you put real candles on it. Also, on the 6th of December, Santa Claus walked through the whole town and see if the boys were good. If they behaved, and he left something for them. Anyway, and when Christmas was over, we also celebrate very much Easter. On Easter time, we went out in the fields and looked for moss, you know, those soft, made a little garden in a yard, and for Easter Bunny to put those eggs, you know, and it had to be soft at the bottom. That's why we had moss. Anyway, it was so wonderful. Mother always baked a lamb, and it was a very, very beautiful holiday in 2 days in Germany. Now, we called it Green Thursday. All the bells in Germany from the churches flew to Rome. So we could not ring the bells till they came back on Sunday morning, on Easter time. It's a very big tradition. I don't know if they still do it today, but in that time when I grew up, they did it. And Good Friday was a federal holiday, and people were very much more religious than today, in those days. Anyway, and we celebrate also the Passover. We celebrate. And we celebrate fall. But we didn't have we had a Thanksgiving, but very much different than here in America. We had a parade full of flowers, and the parade was in the city, and they also had all the fruit and all the vegetables we had planted and loaded with those wagons, and they kind of decorated with flowers and all that. It was beautiful. It was only on a Sunday. And we had, in the church, we had the priest in the church, I mean, not the priest, the preacher gave thanks to God for all of the things we had during the year. So that was a nice celebration too. And we also burned the winter when it became, you know, warm. And we tried to get rid of the winter. And there was a big, big thing outside in the field. And you burned the winter. And he was dressed up the winter like a winter. It was funny. It was pretty. But the biggest celebration in our town was in was started in 1450. And it's called Purzelmark. The people had, I grew up in a wine area, and the people brought all of the grapes in and made them to wine. And then after all this was in, we had, we also had lots of chestnut trees. You could go in the woods and could collect them, and they were edible. So that we ate with the new wine we drank. Anyway, so there was a big parade. It was celebrate that festival for 3 days. And also the biggest celebration was when we went into the fields. And they had lots of things going on, horseback riding, and they had also kinds of sports going on, and lots of, you know, games were played in those days. But the bakeries,